Welcome to Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the California Angels. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting second. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting seventh. The DH, Eddie Leon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. For the California Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mickey Rivers. Batting second. The shortstop, Dave Chalk. Batting third. The left fielder, Bobby Valentine. Batting fourth. The DH, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Oliver. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Epstein. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Leroy Stanton. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Pitching for the California Angels, Rudy May. And now, play ball. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Valentine. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Henderson moves to third. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Stanton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Henderson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk bunts in front of the plate. Hermann scoops up the ball and tags Chalk for the out. Two outs. Bobby Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Santo moves to second. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon bunts in front of the plate. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Santo moves to third. May moves to second. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Oliver fields it and throws to first for the out. Santo scores. May moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is hit by the pitch. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein takes first base on ball 4. Leroy Stanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford takes first base on ball 4. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May fires to first and has Bradford trapped. There's the throw to Chalk, who tags Bradford for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez strikes out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivers hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Bradford chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Santo. Santo fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Santo. Doyle goes all the way around to score. Rivers moves all the way to home. It's White Sox, 2, Angels, 2. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Chalk takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive towards the mound. May reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Epstein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 0 in the game. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle misplays the ball. That's an error on Doyle. Santo moves to second. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. he's got one RBI. Hermann hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels 2. The Angels will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Epstein strikes out. One out. Leroy Stanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanton is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanton strikes out. Two outs. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 1 in the game. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards third. Oliver fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bradford hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Henderson strikes out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Angels 2. The Angels will come to bat. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Doyle hits a line drive towards short. Dent reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Rivers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Chalk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Angels 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Oliver fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. May fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Angels 2. The Angels will come to bat. Bobby Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentine strikes out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Angels 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe LaHood now playing left field. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-1 in the game. Leon takes first base on ball 4. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hermann bunts towards the mound. May fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-2 in the game. Dent hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of LaHood. Dent reaches second base with a double. Hermann moves to third. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bradford hits a fly ball into center field. Rivers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hermann tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, White Sox. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Rodriguez for a passed ball. Dent moves to third. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Henderson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of LaHood, who is chasing the ball. Henderson reaches third base with a triple. Dent scores. It's 5-2, White Sox. Skip Lockwood now pitching. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Rivers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Angels 2. The Angels will come to bat. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Epstein hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. Leroy Stanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanton is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Stanton reaches second base with a double. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Stanton moves to third. One out. Winston Linas pinch hits for Denny Doyle. Winston Linas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Linas hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stanton tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, White Sox. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Rivers takes first base on ball 4. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rivers. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Rivers steals second. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Chalk is hit by the pitch. Richie Sheinblum pinch hits for Joe LaHood. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Angels 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Richie Sheinbloom now playing left field. Winston Lean is now playing second base. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 3 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Santo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lena settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into right field. Stanton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Muser pinch hits for Eddie Leon. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Linus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Melton moves to third. Ed Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Herman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Angels 4. The Angels will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oliver strikes out. Two outs. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Epstein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Angels 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Dent hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Epstein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Bradford hits a pop-up towards third. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Angels 4. The Angels will come to bat. Pat Kelly now playing right field. Buddy Bradford now playing left field. Leroy Stanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Stanton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 3 in the game. Rodriguez bunts towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. Stanton moves to second. One out. Winston Linus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Linus is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Linus hits a fly ball into left field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stanton moves to third. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rivers strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and California Angels, 4. Goodbye from Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim.